Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This show is called Mission Possible, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us the Executive Director of Hastings Family Service, Chris Cope. Great to chat. How have you been?
I have been great, Mo, and how is everyone at KDWA?
You know what? We're great. We miss seeing people just like you miss seeing people, but
right.
We are still, at least for me anyway, the front door is open and people can come in and pick up their certificates and things, but
sure.
This office is kind of small, the studio area, and so we are doing our interviews by phone, but I think it's going okay.
I think it's going really well, and I always keep saying the silver lining in this whole COVID experience is there are a lot of things that have come out of this and a lot of new innovative ways of thinking and doing our work that have come from this that will continue on and that we will probably make a part of the way we always operate. And, you know, we would have never had the opportunity or probably taken the bold step of trying something if it weren't for COVID. And so, and I think that's true in our whole society. There's just so many things that are that we're required to do differently now. And so, yeah.
What are some of the things that you are doing that you think will continue?
I bet our drive-through will still be an option.
It's
that
brilliant.
People can,
it's brilliant.
Select from. And we're a part of Metro Meals on Wheels and the Meals on Wheels of America. And, you know, before we had one option, it was the hot meal delivery once a day. And now we also offer a frozen meal option. And some of our seniors have opted in to receive both. So they get the hot meal during, you know, the noon hour, but they're ordering additional frozen meals to use as their meal for later in the day. And we didn't have that before. And, you know, we got involved with the frozen meal delivery program due to the fact that we had reduced our deliveries down to one day a week. And we're really excited because this week, the first week in September here, is our second official week of going back to daily delivery. And we are just doing door drops, so not curbside, but we're bringing the meal up to people's doors. So we're still not entering into people's homes or apartments, which still is a challenge for some of our seniors, but at least they're still getting that hot meal. Some of them are opening the door and waving and letting us know they're okay. And so, yeah, so Meals on Wheels is, it's been quite an undertaking trying to navigate this time of one day a week and getting all those meals out in one shot to back to the 5 days a week. It's a lot of logistics for all of our volunteers and staff.
So the Meals on Wheels program is open to who, please?
It's open to anyone in School District 200. We are not currently doing any deliveries in the rural communities at this time. It is definitely something we always want to figure out how we can do. But at this point, we have not. We haven't had that many referrals or you know, requests for delivery out in the rural communities. Most of our routes, they're delivering anywhere from 6 to 10 meals, and it's about an hour commitment for the volunteers. So people are doing it on their lunch hours or, you know, people that are retired are doing it, or lots of young moms with their kiddos are doing it. And I know, Mo, you are a delivery driver as well. And so so right now it is the City of Hastings is where we're doing our deliveries.
And is there a fee to this? I know people always ask these kinds of questions.
Yes, there is. That's a good question. Right now the fee is $5.20 for the meal, and that includes a hot meal, and in addition to that you receive milk, bread, and then it's not an option, but there's an assortment of whether it could be a salad or fresh fruit or dessert. It's kind of varies from day to day. So that's what the traditional meal is. And the food is really good. It's made at Regina or the Alina Hospital Kitchen. And we do have access to the dietitians there. And so if someone has any special dietary requests from folks need their food mechanically chopped, that is an option, or low sodium or low fat or no vitamin K is a common request. And so we're able to accommodate that. So the meals are real pretty custom and really, really good quality.
Well, that's great to know. And so people could call to sign up?
They sure can. If they're interested, they can call 404-651-404-1548. And also, we're always looking for volunteers as well. And if someone is interested in volunteering, they can actually just go to the Hastings Family Service website at www.hastingsfamilieservice.org and just click on our volunteers or how to help page. That'll take you to the volunteer application link. And once you fill that out, our volunteer coordinator will get back to you and take you through the process of learning about the program, introducing you to the Meals on Wheels staff. And one of the great things that, just speaking of just what's changed with COVID, so many times the orientation that we do for volunteers is done here in our building. And since COVID, we've had to do Zoom orientations. And so we were fortunate enough to open up our volunteer slots to some of and have some of our existing volunteers who volunteer here at 301 2nd Street East in our main building, and they've decided to get involved with Meals on Wheels during COVID. And so rather than bring them all in for a training, we did a Zoom train, two different Zoom trainings, and it was just an easy way for them to be together and see each other and answer any questions and fill out their paperwork. And it worked pretty slick, and I bet you we'll keep doing that because it's just as easy. So
there you go, another blessing that came out of this. Chris,
exactly.
I know we're in the month of September with school starting, and typically you are knee-deep in school supply giving right now. And are you still right now?
We are, actually. There are two lovely ladies who are sitting in our alley right now at a table. And we have moms and kids and dads scheduled to come through and pick up their backpack and school supplies. And so, unlike all the previous years before us, these backpacks are pre-packed based on the grade level. And so we have a certain pack for kindergarten and a certain pack for like first through third, and you know, there's certain grades have their own specific school supplies list. And so they're out there greeting folks as they come, and the kids, if they are along when they pick up the school supplies, we allow them to select a backpack. They're not able to like dig in them and touch them, but basically we hold up backpacks that have been packed for that age level. So if it's a fifth grader, the fifth grade backpacks are held up, and the student can say, oh, I want the, you know, this specific one or that specific one. And so it seemed to have worked well. Again, it's always preferable, and I think one of the things I've said the most during COVID is we have to remember that this isn't how we would choose to do this work, but it's the safe way that we are going to do the work at this time. And so we have to give ourselves grace sometimes, because sometimes it just doesn't seem as personal, I guess. And we strive to really just provide a high quality service. And I think we all will admit that the quality of the way we do things has had to step back a bit. You know, personal choice just isn't as easy when people aren't in the building. And so, but the school supplies has still gone very well. And one of the cool things that happened is traditionally we have had the luxury of, I'm not remembering their names. I think it's Tony Riley and his wife have donated ice cream. They have one of these soft serve ice cream machines. So when the kids were picking up their backpacks in previous years, they got an ice cream cone when they left. And, you know, it was really just a celebratory thing that they got to do, and it made it really fun. And so we were kind of feeling bad that we didn't have that. So we talked to our friends at Culver's, and they said we would love to help with that. So we've inserted a token for a free custard at Culver's in each of the backpacks. And so we still hope that the kids will have a fun experience of getting that new backpack, all those school supplies, and then get to go have some ice cream afterwards. And so we can't say thank you enough to our friends at Culver's. That was just a great treat. And actually, they sent some ice cream over here, and the staff got to have ice cream, too. So that was really, really
I hate to break
treat.
It to you, but it's custard. You should check custard. Calorie counts.
Yes.
It's
thank you. It is custard, and it was very definitely not ice cream. It's custard. So, yeah, so that's super cool. And our food shelf director, Mary, was walking to her vehicle a couple of weeks ago while school supplies was going on, and as she walked out the door, one of our neighbors was just pulling away from the school supplies tent. We had a little tent set up where all the supplies were, and she stopped Mary and said, "Mary, Mary." And Mary said she was feeling bad because she was kind of like rushing, like to get to her car, and so she stopped and said, "What? What's going on?" She goes, "You can't believe this," she said. "My daughter's favorite thing in the whole wide world is unicorns."
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And so then she said, "It is." And so then she told her little girl, "Hold up your backpack." And there it was, a backpack with a big unicorn horn. A big unicorn horn was sticking out the top of it. It was like an intervention. It was just like somebody looked down and made sure when that little girl pulled up, the unicorn backpack was there. And she knew when she saw it that that one was for her. And so we still have a few of those fun stories that we get to witness, you know, with just the drive-through. But so what I do want to say is that our distribution days, we still have some left on the calendar this first week in September. But definitely if somebody still is needing school supplies and it's you know, later in the month, give us a call and we definitely can see if we can help them out. Right now we do have a shortage of one product, and that would be girl high school backpacks. We have a lot of, like, blue and black and dark green high school size backpacks, but we don't have any of the girls. We do not need any character backpacks. We have plenty of unicorn and superpowers or whatever they're called, Star Wars. We have plenty of those. We had a really cool sequence, sparkly one I saw the other day come in, but we definitely could use high school girl backpacks. So if anybody would like to help, there is a school supply drop-off box in the front of our building right on 2nd Street, and you can just drop it off right there, and we'd be very grateful for that. But if you need help with school supplies, just call us at 437-7134, and our receptionist can talk to you about scheduling a pickup. We'd be happy to help kids get ready to go back to school.
Oh, we love that, and I like that there's still time to do that. Chris, thank you for telling us.
Yeah.
So let's talk about another positive thing that I know happened recently, and that is you mentioned our friend Mary Kochek. She had a big anniversary.
She did. Mary has spent the last 25 years at Hastings Family Service, and so we had a little staff and a few volunteers celebration of just really the legacy and the just what her heart. We really celebrated 25 years of the help and hope and the culture that Mary has really developed here at Hastings Family Service. So much of the way we serve people and the way that we see the person before the situation, and the way that we walk alongside our neighbors as they're needing some help, all has come from the value system in the heart of Mary Kochek. And so we're so grateful and so blessed to have had her for as many years as we had, and she's still here.
Exactly.
So we had a real, you know, again, we can't really do much to celebrate right now, so we tried to surprise her. It wasn't really a surprise, but we had one of those little parades and invited our volunteers to drive by the building and honk their horn, and her favorite guilty pleasure is Schoolhouse Scoop ice cream.
Oh.
And,
yeah,
those, you know, we've the calories have been definitely coming in lately with all this custard and ice cream. So really, really just an amazing, accomplishment and dedication that she has demonstrated for 25 years. So hats off to Mary.
Are other things going on with your staff? How many people do you have working there now?
Yeah, so back in May, our emergency services programs manager, Melinda Brown, moved on to a position closer to where she lives. And so we've had that position open for this entire time during COVID. And so we now are have posted the position and interviewed, and we've selected our new programs manager, and she'll be starting on September 15th, and her name is Desiree Olson, not from this community, but definitely someone with a lot of great experience, and she worked for the Wilder Foundation prior to working here. And so you'll get to know Desiree. We'll bring her on the radio one of these days once she's got a few months under her belt.
Exactly.
But we're super excited to have Desiree join our staff. And then the other thing is our bookkeeper, Wendy McIntyre, has been with us for 15 years. She came on right before I did, and she's made the decision to retire her bookkeeping services. And so we will be filling her position with a new kind of a bookkeeper office manager position, so to speak. And so we'll be posting that relatively soon. So I'll send that out to KDWA when we get it posted, and watch our website for that posting. That should be going up relatively soon. So there will be some new faces, I guess, new faces here at Hastings Family Service. But with new faces comes new ideas, and it's always exciting to have just some new perspectives come to the organization, and that's what continues to help us to do great work. So,
well, you sure do. You do great work, and thank you so much for calling in today. Chris Cope, she's the executive director of Hastings Family Service, and if you need any further information on things she spoke about, do go to the website at hastingsfamilyservice.org or give them a call, 437-7134. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.